88.9 Shine FM, safe and fun for the whole family. And every Wednesday, checking in with Kimberly Eckert, founder and psychologist at Eckert Psychology and Education Center. Kimberly, we're into 2022.
Can you believe it?
I cannot. Wow. But I guess what can you do about it? We're going to move on and we're going to enjoy it and be strong and have fun this year. So I know a lot's gone on the last couple of years here with our lives and livelihoods, change happening everywhere. But what if we want to change ourselves? So Kimberly, you're going to be exploring the science of behavior change as we reset for this new year.
Exactly. So the field of behavioral science has some great answers for anybody who wants to change themselves. Author and researcher Katie Milkman of the University of Pennsylvania's Wharton School is out with a new book, How to Change, and it's packed with research-based paths to personal growth. Science has tried and tested methods to help us stop procrastinating, save more money, and make healthier choices. Milkman says that if we apply these lessons more widely, they even have life-lengthening and life-saving potential. A decade ago, Milkman saw a statistic she calls completely mind-boggling. 40% of premature deaths are due to behaviors that can be changed.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so that's one reason she wanted to share her findings more widely. So this month, I'm going to share her most actionable lessons from her research. Here's number one. Too much rigidity is the enemy of a good habit. If you're trying to develop a habit like working out regularly or writing each day, making sure you're having your devotions, letting yourself have a little leeway is the way to make that habit stick. In one of Milkman's studies, she and her colleagues tried to motivate Google employees to work out regularly at the company gym and build a lasting workout habit. The conventional wisdom was that those with a consistent routine formed the stickiest habits. They tested this out with two groups. Members of both groups told the researchers they had an ideal workout time. One group was encouraged to go to the gym at the set time, while members of the second group got a reminder to go at the ideal time, but were still encouraged to work out whenever they could fit it in. Guess what happened? Members of the group that worked out on a strict schedule simply didn't go to the gym if they missed that window, while the more flexible group formed a more lasting workout habit. So the lesson here, a key component of a healthy habit, is having some flexibility.
I like it. That's kind of also when you're trying to eat a little better and then you have one thing and then you decide, oh, I've screwed up the whole day. I'm just going to pig out. No, just get back at it. So
exactly. And So we are excited. We actually are partnering with a clinic called Revive Wellness, and they are registered dietitians, and we have this opportunity where people can engage at Eckert Center not only for their mental wellness, but also for their physical wellness and making that a priority in 2022.
EckertCenter.com. You can also call them 403-230-2959. And also, if you're new, maybe you were listening to the Christmas music on Shine FM here and you've stuck around, awesome. Welcome. Kimberly, every week, will bless somebody with a free consultation. So who's that going to?
Let's go with caller number three today.
Caller three, 403-276-8888. Well, Kimberly, this is going to be a great topic once again for the month of January. Behavioral scientists' advice for changing your life. So we'll talk to you again next Wednesday. Have a great day.
You too.